I was at my mom's house. I just got back in town. We rented this big TV from Rent-A-Center. We had this big draft party, and I'm telling my agent the whole time, are you for sure I'm getting drafted? He said, yeah, you want to get drafted the first day. Like, when you're getting drafted, it's not just you getting drafted. Me, my brother, my family, everybody I grew up feel like they're getting drafted with me. And for some reason, somebody always think that you're holding out information. So they want to call you and ask you, have anything happened yet? You're excited because you see the phone ring, and then somebody asks you, have you got drafted yet? Man, are you watching the draft? No, I haven't got drafted yet. Stop calling me. The Cowboys they called me, and they played with me on draft day. So the night before draft, they come and take me and my family out to Outback Steakhouse. 15 of us, they take us out, they get the bill, they give my brother a cell phone, and they're like, hey, we're going to take you in the second round. We have the 55th pick. We're going to take you in the second round. If you're still there, we're taking you. So I'm excited about that. They give us all this Cowboy stuff, so my family is already jinxing me. They're wearing the hats and the shirts. And when they called, it was like, hey, we need to get that cell phone back. We're going a different direction. And I was like, oh, man. So they was on my list to get them from the beginning. I remember walking into the bathroom because I couldn't hear. I tried to go to a spot where it would be quiet. And Teresa called me. And she was like, this is Teresa from the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to take you with the 73rd pick. And I remember at that point in time, I was trying not to scream until I got off the phone. And then I think she put me on the phone with Coach Cowher for a second, talked to him. And I remember just, as soon as that phone call ended, I just was screaming, walked out the bathroom, and it said, current selection, Pittsburgh Steelers taking Joey Porter, 73rd pick. That was a day that I'll never forget. It'll always be remembered because I remember how excited I was and how happy I was just to hear her voice. That preseason, we played Dallas in Dallas, and I was going against Flozell Adams. I beat him around the corner. I sacked Troy Aikman, made him fumble. And as soon as I got up from the sack, I just pointed right towards the sideline at Campo. And he knew exactly what that point was. Like, you missed out. You played with me. And every time we play, y'all, this is what you're going to get. Me getting drafted by Pittsburgh, I couldn't imagine playing for nobody else. It was a perfect team for me. It was a perfect fit for me. The guys I came into the locker room with as a rookie, learning from LeVon Kirkland, Jason Gilden, Earl Holmes, you know, Joel Steve was on the team. I had so many veterans that showed me how it's going to work in the NFL. I couldn't imagine getting drafted by another team, but I had an opportunity to play for three other teams, and it's nothing like Pittsburgh. It's by far the best organization in the NFL.